It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, the Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Pop in anytime, especially on Sunday, by the way. They do carvery on a Sunday, but during the week, they have an a la carte menu. Fantastic selection. It's just a great bar. There's always people here and it's well worth a visit. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, well then why not pop into the Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here. Say hi to Rob and all of the staff anytime you happen to be around. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You may have read the story that's been in a lot of news outlets today. Conor McGregor and Dee Devlin getting married in the Vatican. Now, Vatican insiders confirm that the marriage between 37-year-old McGregor and 38-year-old Dee Devlin, with whom he has four children, is taking place in a small chapel behind St. Peter's Basilica on the way to the Vatican Gardens. There has been a lot of commentary online about this, an awful lot of commentary online, with people going absolutely ballistic that the Catholic Church would allow, particularly Conor McGregor, with his background, with his track record, with his reputation,
with his convictions,
to get married in the, well, the seat of Roman Catholicism, no. Literally the head office.
Now, I'm playing devil's advocate here. By the way, you know I can't stand McGregor, but could it be possible that the Vatican were not aware of the type of character that he is? And I mean, the whole rape civil case, yeah? A lot of people outside Ireland don't even know that happened. I know people I know in America aren't even aware of that case. It just didn't make it to the news. Which is a shame that it didn't make it worldwide news. But could it be possible that they're not aware of it?
It is a possibility, yes. It is a possibility. They certainly would be aware of who Conor McGregor is.
Yes, of course they would.
Because he would be known around the world. Is it possible that they hadn't a clue about his the civil case? That he, I don't know. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible that the Vatican or the authorities who took the booking for the wedding but, wouldn't be aware of that.
But even casting that aside, that which is a bloody big deal, yeah? Does this mean that all is forgiven just because he says he's found God? How come people like that, scumbags, always get forgiven once they say, I've found God, I'm a new person, I've found God?
And that is his thing,
they,
mate,
they
is
always
it?
Do it. I know if, God forbid, pun intended, God forbid, if I was ever convicted of anything serious, I would do that as well. I found God. I'm reading the Bible now. God is my saviour. I'm a man of Jesus. Because that seems to get you out of absolutely anything now. It's quite sick, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so as well. But that is Connor's thing. He, in fact, if you look at his bio on X, it starts with God, family, country.
Family.
That's what he says on his Twitter bio.
When does he put it? He's literally saying family come first.
That's what he does try to say. Let me just, I'll read it for you again.
I don't want to.
Hang on, I'll let you know exactly how he describes himself. Five-time world champion, pray every day, hashtag God, hashtag family, hashtag country, hashtag truth. That's what he says. So family is second, but God is number one.
God is number one.
A religious man getting married in the Vatican, no surprise there. That's what people do. What's your issue with this?
What's my issue with it? Because he's an unsavory character. He's not a Christian person. There's nothing Christian about that man. And saying that you're now a man of God and that God is the saviour and all that, we can all say that. We can all come out with that bullshit. I think shame on the Vatican. Absolute shame on the Vatican for allowing this. And what I said at the start, actually, it's no excuse because they must know what kind of individual that they're dealing with. I mean, every single thing that man does in his life, yeah, goes against Christianity and the teachings of the Bible, yeah? Fucking hell, he broke. How many of the Ten Commandments has he broken, for God's sake?
Okay, well, we'd like to hear from you on this. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626.
Can I just say, it's a kick in the teeth for any woman who has been a victim of assault. That's what it is. And I know a lot of the women's groups, in fact, we'll be talking to one in a moment, have come out today and condemned the Vatican for allowing this to happen. And I have to say, I agree.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Priscilla is involved in an organisation called Stop Domestic Violence in Ireland, which is a support group. And Priscilla, you've been on social media today condemning not only the Vatican, actually, but you actually posted up, how many red flags does Dee Devlin need to have to see? Shame on her.
I don't care what Dee Devlin does and what Conor McGregor does. That's their business, okay? But if you decide to get married outside of the Catholic Church in your country, you must need what's called a letter of freedom from both parishes that you have attended. So she would need one from her parish if she went to her own church and he went to his own church. You must do a pre-marriage course to get married in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to know where these letters of freedom are, because when I was getting married and I got married in the Catholic Church, that was required. We couldn't get one to do. Maybe it was a mistake the way my marriage ended, but the priest felt that it was okay. But I lived at the time in Drumcondra and needed a letter of freedom to leave my parish to get married in the church that I was getting married in. So that's number one question I would have over the Catholic Church in Ireland. How were they able to get married in the Vatican? Was that given? And second of all, shame on the Vatican for allowing. Of course, Conor McGregor is well known. To get married, as going back again to the letters of freedom, you need a letter of freedom confirming that you have never been married in the eyes of the Catholic Church in Ireland or in America or wherever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
So the Vatican... But that'd be fairly
easy to get, because neither of them were married.
But, like, at the end of the day, has this been given?
I don't know.
Correct, right? The Vatican are allowing these people. This man was tried, found guilty under a civil court for rape.
That's
so
correct.
It's okay.
But again... And this is something that McGregor and other supporters of him emphasise. It was not a criminal conviction. The bar wasn't high enough. The DPP here in Ireland did not take a criminal conviction against him.
But the jury, because I've been looking into this, the jury determined and the judiciary determined that with the weight of probability that it was more probable that
the balance of probability, a sexual assault
did actually happen. Look at all the convictions. Look at how many times the man has been in court. He's admitted to infidelity. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Assaulting
customers. Drug use, cocaine use. I mean, come on, lads.
So,
and on top of this, okay, and even, as I said, don't care what these pair do. They've three or four children. Dee Devlin has not broken the cycle for these children. And the only people that's going to suffer at the hands of these two are the children.
I don't understand what you mean by that, because...
There's nothing
at all to suggest any impropriety in their relationship. There is nothing ever to suggest any sort of domestic abuse in their relationship. You could argue that by them getting married and unifying their family, that's actually good for the kids.
Adrian, the children, his little boy is about six. Come on, people talk, children talk. I'm sure he's on the internet, his phones. People talk. He's Conor McGregor's son. And at the end of the day, his father has been before the courts for assaulting women. He's been up for rape. He was found guilty by the civil court. And what they're doing is they're getting married because, as you said, to unify, to make it look good. But that's their business. I'm still saying the Catholic Church, they should not be allowed to get married over in Rome under Vatican law.
Okay, let me ask you, you did also post, and I know you say you don't care, but you did also post, how many red flags does Dee Devlin have to see And the exact words that you use, shame on her.
Correct.
And now, in fairness to Dee, this is the only thing I will say, is that she's not here to defend herself. And I don't
defend herself.
Yeah, I don't want to drag her through the mud. I would tend to agree. I cannot understand. I mean, if you look at the court case, she stood in the court
with him
one day with him, hearing evidence of infidelity on his part. And then she went on social media and says, we've put it behind us and we're able to put it. She's a better woman than, let me say, my wife is, and I'm sure Adrian's wife is as well, and the majority of wives out there who, but they obviously have this bond together. She obviously loves him. I don't know, does he love her? Can you love someone if you behave that way behind their back? I don't know. But they appear to be happy together.
But at the end of the day, children are being reared in this environment. Monkey see, monkey do. This is going to be carried on.
So in terms of the message that you think that the Catholic Church, and let's focus on that for a second. The Catholic Church has allowed, we believe, this couple to get married in the, literally the head office of the church in the Vatican in Rome. McGregor is said to have found God. He professes his deep belief and all of that. What do you think the message is coming from the Catholic Church to survivors of domestic abuse?
It's an insult. It's an insult. We battle to stay alive. The church is appealing for people to go back to Mass. It certainly doesn't give a very good outlook on it to allow Conor McGregor get married in Vatican City. People are saying it's not the Vatican. No, they don't. You're not allowed to get married in the Vatican. It's a church at the side, or it's a church on the grounds. It's still the Vatican. The Vatican allowed it.
Yes, it is within the walls of Vatican City, which is...
Exactly. And at the end of the day, it's to me, and to all the survivors, be it domestic violence, be it rape, you know, the red flags have been there about Conor McGregor, regardless of convict, regardless of what people say. Of course, you're going to have all his supporters coming on, defending him. He's a great guy. He found God. Such a load of bull and nonsense. I mean, at the end of the day, the man was found guilty in a civil court, and as Jeremy said there, with probable cause of rape. So much heartbreak for so many people. And he has a little girl who's very young. You know, imagine having that yoke as a father. She has to grow up and get older and see this. Eventually, I do hope she sees probably the bigger red flag than what her mother has seen, because she doesn't seem to have seen it. Is it all because of money? Is it all because of his money?
We'll never know.
The Vatican are such wealthy, wealthy, wealthy people. They can't refuse money either.
Yeah, I think it's bizarre, because if I rang up and tried to get married in that church next week,
you'll be jumping through hoops for years on end.
I don't think you'd be able to do it. So whatever strings were pulled to make this happen, but I agree. And this has come from someone myself. I'm not religious, don't believe in God or anything like that. But I just think that for the headquarters of Christianity, the headquarters of Catholicism, yeah, to literally have that man on their grounds getting married is just it just beggars belief. It really does.
Thanks very much indeed.
Jeremy and Adrian, can I just say one thing there to you, okay? This is something that I suppose when my marriage broke down, and this is again the Catholic Church, biggest mistake. I always wanted to get married in the Catholic Church, okay? And my biggest regret was after it broke down that I got married in the Catholic Church. I applied for an annulment and I got an annulment because it only took 18 months. They reckoned it was a very serious case of domestic violence, and I got an annulment. What about the people out there that can't fight and can't shout and would love to get married over in Vatican City and would have to jump through the hoops? What about the people that can't get out of marriages because the Vatican won't allow them out of marriages, that have less red flags than what's there at the moment getting married?
Priscilla, I've been asked to play a message for you from one of our listeners. Have a listen to this, please.
Will you tell that woman there online on the air there to get a hobby and to stop worrying about McGregor's life? And is she a regular churchgoer, is she? Is she religious? Is she a practicing Catholic? Why does she care about McGregor?
Well, Priscilla?
I don't care about McGregor. What I do care about is the cycle of abuse, the cycle of what them children are witnessing. That's all. My religion, I don't have to go to Mass. I don't have to tell anybody what my religion is. The only people I care about is the vulnerability in our society. And you can tell your listener there, if he ever needs any support, we're always here.
Well said.
Well said, exactly.
All right, more calls in a sec.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Jeremy? Look, I'm not to be listening to that woman there. And how does she know? How does she know that? Or how does she not know that that he got the letters of freedom and he got the letters of freedom? She doesn't know this. She's only making presumptions, like everybody else is. You know, I've seen what they're saying online about McGregor. I personally don't give a fuck what McGregor does or what Dee Devlin does. But what I do have, and I can't. This is why I got in on this show, which is because the fact of the matter is, and everybody keeps saying the same thing, it was a civil lawsuit that he was found guilty in, not the DPP. It was a civil lawsuit. Okay, now again, not backing up, I don't care what he done, I don't want to know what he done, but the fact of the matter, why does everybody care if he got married or not? It's just what I can't get my head around. And she's saying there about his kids. The last one, I looked at Conor McGregor's kids, they're in fucking grey hells, by the way, and they look great. You know, they're out on a yacht there every day of the fucking week. Do you know what it is, guys? It's fucking begrudgery. That's what it is. Oh, why can't he get married in the Vatican and I can't?
There's more to it than that.
Seriously. You even said to yourselves, if I wanted to get married in the Vatican, I'd have to jump through fucking hoops.
I wouldn't want to get married in the paedophile capital of the world.
I don't care about the church either, Jeremy.
Jeremy, you absolute hypocritical prick. You got married in a Catholic church.
I did because I'm talking about the Vatican, the head office.
No, you got married in the Catholic church.
It doesn't matter. You still got married, as Adrian said.
You were married by a Catholic priest. Same difference. No difference.
Where we got married,
you absolute hypocrite.
It's not about me getting married. Anyway, but
you just said it. I wouldn't get married in the Catholic Church.
No, that's not what I said. I wouldn't get married in the headquarters of paedophilia. That's what it's okay.
You would have, and I know you would have.
But you'd get married in one of the branches of it.
Sorry, hang on a second. Either way, lads, either way, I don't have a track record like Conor McGregor. So let's.
Here's the thing, Jeremy. I don't know if you last checked. You don't have to have fucking criminal or be free of criminal convictions to get married. I don't know if you checked that out.
You probably don't. But the whole thing is the absolute disrespect by the Catholic Church. And by the way, we've seen photographs of Dee Devlin's car outside the church that they're getting married in. The marriage... the message is really what people are annoyed about. The message that the Catholic Church is sending out to the rest of the world, we don't really give a shit whether this man was done for in a civil rape case. We don't really care that he has
assaulted people. Well, it was a civil rape case. Look, listen, okay, and I get that. And people are getting up and annoyed about it. And I can see that online. You know, but why does it... that won't affect me, is what I'm saying, Jeremy Nation. And it won't affect my day-to-day living or my life or my family's life. Okay? So what my point is, I think it's more, as I said, begrudgery than anything else that they're having a lavish wedding over there in the Vatican and they're all up in arms. Oh, the Vatican is allowing this. The Vatican... Oh, look where they're getting married. At the back of St. Peter's Church. You know, fucking good enough for them if that's what they want to do. And if that's what they got to do, what they got to do. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. And this is what I'm getting from this over the last 2 days. You know, when this, all the run up to it. And I'm like, it's more begrudgery where I'm reading and I'm looking at than fucking anything else, literally.
Over the fact that I want to get married in the Vatican and I'm jealous that Conor...
I'm not talking about you in general. I'm talking about people in general online. Between the lines here, you know?
The issue here, John, is the message.
Well, there's two issues that people have from what I can see. The first issue is, as you say, the message that it's sending out. Yeah, I think if they got married in if they got married in the Elvis Chapel in Vegas, there wouldn't have been as big a deal.
Wouldn't have been. You're right, Jeremy. Okay. And that's my point exactly. See, if they had to get married and fucking over in Cronin Church here today, wouldn't be as much outcry, you know. But the fact of the matter is that in his hometown, that they went to the Vatican, as where he lives in Cronin himself, he's from Cronin. If he had to get married in the Cronin Church, say, whatever, the St. Peter's Church, there wouldn't have been a fucking issue with it. Guaranteeing you that.
Okay, so the issue is two pronged. The first issue is that the head of the Catholic Church, the HQ,
The HQ of the Catholic Church
have allowed this man to get married on the grounds, number one. And number two, a lot of people, John, whether you like it or not, a lot of people have an issue with Dee Devlin being able to brush aside all those red flags that have been flying out.
But there's the thing. That's her own business, Jeremy, at the end of the day. She forgives her guy for ripping her off or whatever the fuck. I'm not getting into the techniques of this. And he's done it a few times. I've seen, you know, there's all sorts of stories. Conor McGregor never done that on me. I did the Dee Devlin. I wish them all the best of luck and after that marriage, and I hope they live a great life. But what I'm saying to you is why the begrudgery? Why the hate? You know, and I know why the hate. I can see the hate. But what I'm saying is, Jeremy, and if you read between the lines, and I've looked at thousands of messages, I'm like, begrudge, hate. It was all fucking hatred. And look, Conor McGregor doesn't give a fuck. He's a self-made millionaire. He's never going to even probably read one of them messages, is what I'm saying to you.
Stay there for a second. Stay there.
Why is he fanboying Conor McGregor?
I'm not fanboying anybody. I told you already. I was never in his pub. I was never near this guy in my life. All I'm saying is he never done wrong on me. He's getting married in the Vatican and everybody's recruiting him. That's what I'm fucking saying. I'm not fanboying nobody.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you?
Well, Jess, you're annoyed at John. Why?
Yeah, for someone who says he doesn't care about what McGregor does or care about him at all, you're getting very heated, aren't you?
We are, because here's the thing, Jess. If you read between the lines as well the way I do, it's all begrudgery. It's all hate. You know,
If he got married in Cumbria, like you said, I still find it hilarious and pathetic.
No, but the fact of the matter is, this is what I'm saying, wherever it may be, but it wouldn't have been as what the spotlight is on, Jess, if you say, you're missing the point. So it's because he got married in the Vatican that everybody's fucking snapping over it. And, oh, how did he pull these strings? Oh, sorry, oh yeah, he has all the money in the world. That's how he done it. I don't give a fuck how the man done it. The fact of the matter is, Jess, there is a lot of people out there, and I mean 99% of the people are hating on this, is because he did get married in the Vatican. That's the problem here.
Oh, you just think it's jealousy?
A lot of begrudgery, a lot of jealousy, Jeremy, Asian, a lot of hatred. It's a lot of everything.
So you think every woman in Ireland wants to marry Conor McGregor? They're all jealous.
I don't mean it like that. And you know what I mean, Jeremy.
I mean,
said that he wouldn't get married in a fucking Catholic church.
Yeah, no, it's not about me.
There is a bit of an irony here that you can be found guilty in a civil trial for sexual assault and get married in the Vatican.
Yeah,
but
that's a civil case, and according to John, means nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that, Chess. It was a civil case. If you understand the law the way I do, a civil case is totally different to a normal case.
What's the difference? A case is a case.
No, it's not a case is a case. Go back and look at the law. A case is not a case. If that had been... Okay. He would be locked up if that was a case. If you call that a case is a case, what Jeremy is spitting there on that, he said, the jury was this, the jury was that. If that was the case, that man would have been locked up. So it's not a case is a case. No, you're wrong.
No, okay. Do you not have to go to Duns and Robert Turkey or something? It's Christmas.
Robert Turkey. What the fuck has this got to do with this conversation? Is that all you have, Jess? So petty.
You're pathetic, John.
Oh, I'm pathetic now because I'm talking sense. Is that what it is? You're just another jealous fucker as well. That's what you are. You're just jealous of McGregor as well. How is it going to affect you?
People get married in the Arctic. I wouldn't give a shit.
Jess, oh, McGregor this, McGregor that. Who gives a fuck?
Jess, I want to ask you. Let me ask you your reaction to Conor McGregor and Dee Devlin getting married within the walls of Vatican City.
Yes, they did it to get on the headlines. We all know that. They did it to get in the papers. That's why.
You reckon that's the only reason?
Oh, I do, yeah. And she's just waiting for him to cheat again so she can take him to the cleaners. We're not stupid.
Okay, so what is your reaction to the church itself allowing somebody like McGregor to get married in their head office, basically?
Well, they've defended worse people, so it's just a regular Friday for them, isn't it?
Okay, so it doesn't surprise you at all that the Catholic Church would allow somebody like Conor McGregor to get married in their head office?
No, because how many dirtbags have they moved from place to place? So this is, like I said, just a regular thing for them, isn't it?
Stay there for a second, Jess. Our number is 085-825-2626. Dave has been on to us.
Daz, I genuinely don't know why people are getting their knickers in a twist over this. Like, yeah. Dipshit McGregor is getting married in fucking Rome. Who gives a fuck? Really, like, there are so many bigger things to be worrying about. To Jeremy with his pedophile capital of the world and blah, 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 blah. You got married in a church for photographs. You got your kids baptized and they're probably going to make their communions and confirmations. You also have a smart device. All the rare earth metals in your smart device were mined by most likely children. You probably have Netflix. Netflix has worked with the Chinese government when they had people in concentration camps. So all these people walk around with their noses in the air thinking I'm fucking sweeter than shite is absolute bullshit. We all support companies that have done awful, terrible things. Just the most of us just accept it and we don't fucking pontificate like some people. Jeremy.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now you calm down there. He's banging on the desk during the break there over Dave's message. Relax there. Dave is actually right in everything he said.
The man doesn't mind.
You're the ultimate hypocrite. Absolutely. You made a show of yourself today.
And Dave, you're listening to the show on Facebook. One of the most evil companies in the world.
He was talking about your absolute hypocrisy.
It's not my fault I'm living rent-free in that man's head. You owe me rent, by the way. You owe me about a year's
You're
rent.
The one who made a show of yourself.
Why? How can people... I mean, thank you.
I wouldn't get married in the head office of paedophilia, but you still got married in one of their branches.
By the way, thank you to those of you who do allow me to live rent-free in your head. This isn't a topic about me or a conversation about me.
No, but you're the one who actually brought it up.
It's a bit weird. Being obsessed with me when
you're the one who brought the thing up about... I wouldn't get married in the Catholic Church.
Let's say...
You did.
Every single one of us... Yeah, no, I thought I said the HQ...
What difference does it make? You got married in the local branch.
Anyway, we're all hypocrites. By the way, if you're watching this on Facebook, sure, you're giving Mark Zuckerberg money. You're giving Meta money. So there you go. So fuck off, Dave, with your pontificating. Thank you very much. And the reason I got married in the church is because Mrs. D wanted to get married in the church. And it was the only way to get married in the place where we got married.
Laura, you're on opinion. Well, then, sorry, you did get your kids christened into that same ring of paedophilia or whatever it was you said a minute ago. Anyway, Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Grand. Yeah, no, I've only gone the topic there like 15 minutes ago. So it's like just the first time I've heard of Conor McGregor getting married. It's hilarious.
Well, it's the first time a lot of people have heard it in the Vatican. What's your opinion on that?
I'm just more worried about Dee in this kind of thing. Why the fuck is she? Why is she marrying him? Why is she accepting the marriage? Well, you know, that's her thing anyway.
And like I said earlier on, stop domestic violence in Ireland. Put up a post earlier on to say how many red flags does Dee Devlin have to see?
I don't know. I think it's more like she's probably going to stick with him for a year, then divorce, and then get the money. That's probably it. I don't know. It's a waste of time, the marriage.
A lot of people have said that before, but before they got married, she was what's called a common law wife, because if you live with your partner...
Long-term relationship.
If you live under a roof with your partner, regardless of whether or not you're married, and we know this, myself and Adrian, because a friend of ours had this happen to him. He thought he was good to leave her. They were living under the same roof for 10 years. And when they decided to break up, he got a shock of his life because he didn't realise that there was such a thing as a common law life. So my point is that saying it's for the money, probably not. Like, she, in fairness...
She would have got a big chunk anyway.
And he would have been liable to pay maintenance for his four children, which I'm sure he would do because I'm sure he loves his children. So let's just say, regardless of what happened in that relationship, Dee Devlin was never going to be
destitute. I'm just very surprised she's still with him anyway.
But she was never going to be destitute. She'd end up being a panellist on Loose Women or something like that, or writing a column for the one of those magazines in England. So she was never going to be poor. So I don't get it.
Somebody just sent a message to say, stop worrying about Dee. She obviously wants it and is quite happy to turn a blind eye. Let her at it. And that's just the fact.
No, I'm just saying in my perspective of opinion, and that's like a quick kind of how I feel about it. That's it. I'm not going to lose my sleep over it. That was just my opinion and that marriage perspective. But like, whatever, that's her loss type of thing. But
what's your opinion then on the Catholic Church actually allowing this wedding to take place?
I don't know. I think it's laughable. I'm not a religious person, so
No, nor am I. But you can still have an opinion on the the church allowing somebody like Conor McGregor, who has a fairly fearsome reputation. Let's be honest.
And there must be some money behind it for the Vatican to allow that to happen.
In other words, they must have got paid big money.
Yeah, because I don't think he's let any joke up get married in the Vatican. That's what it sounds like to me, anyway.
All right, so money talks and all of that. That's really your...
Well, then again, the Catholic Church knows the collection of the films with money from us anyway, so no shock there.
So why do you think Dee Devlin married him within a year of him... confessing in a court of law that he had been unfaithful on that night?
That's the thing. I don't know what is going through her mind. Like, if any normal woman, like, if that happened to them, they wouldn't be sticking with her partner.
I just don't know. Jeez, if I leave a teabag in the sink, she doesn't talk to me for a week. So
allowing for him to do that to her, it just shows that, like, I don't know, it's not much respect for herself.
And it's not only that, I'm going to put this to John as well, it's not only that from Dee's point of view, okay? It's the fact that most people in a relationship, when there is infidelity, when there's cheating, the whole world doesn't know about it, okay?
So in other words, and the marriage is all about trust.
Yeah, so in other words,
for
Adrian, if you cheated today on your wife, Adrian,
the whole world isn't necessarily going to know about it.
But the whole world heard in that court transcript about every single detail about that infidelity. Then, a couple of months later, the whole world saw a picture of that prick hanging a dumbbell out of his prick. And the whole world saw that. And yet, within six months of him sending your woman a dick pic, I think it was done actually a long time ago and it only came up. But in 6 months of the whole world seeing that Conor McGregor sent another woman who wasn't his partner a picture of a dumbbell hanging out of his dick, she decided
to marry him.
I'm going to marry him. As long as I live, Laura, and maybe John can put some spin on, or maybe he thinks, I'll just leave her alone. She's happy. She must be happy.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Jeremy, and I will say this.
She must be happy.
You were talking about people living rent-free in your head. Yeah. So obviously, Conor McGregor has a special place there. He's in a nice little cosy room in your head.
Absolutely.
Because you seem to fucking... hate him or not, I don't give a fuck again, but he definitely lives rent-free in your head. There's no doubt about it.
Why are you so infuriated?
Oh, I didn't marry the Catholic Church. And then 2 seconds later, oh, I did marry the Catholic Church. Like, Jesus
again,
Christ, you're
obsessed with my marriage because you didn't get invited.
Would you please do me a favour? See, when this podcast is done, listen back to it. Please do. Because you know what? How stupid you fucking sound.
Okay, well,
other people.
My point is, you're saying.
Devlin, obviously, I just love this guy enough to get married to him. And that's her fucking prerogative. And that's her business. Not anybody else's business. Not mine, not yours, or not anybody else. It's her business. And let them at it. Let them fucking at it, for fuck's sake. If he wanted to rocket to the moon and get married, he has the money to do it.
I wish them a long and prosperous marriage, and I hope their marriage lasts forever. But you're going on about him living rent-free in her head. The topic is about him. Obviously, we have to mention him.
But when it comes to Conor McGregor, I always know it's about you. Look, we've done so many podcasts on this show, okay? And we've talked about people that have cheated on their fucking partners, and they took them back, and they got married. And, you know, they found this.
And you see it as no more and no less than that.
It's no difference than any other fucking... the only reason is, that's what Jeremy said there, and he did hit the nail on the head, is that these are in the public eye, these have money,
If Dee decided, and she obviously has, to forgive him for his indiscretions, well, then that's her business.
After the fucking wedding suite. That's it.
Okay, stay there for a second. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm grand. I just think, Jesus, would everyone calm down and bear me there for a while, please?
I know, everybody making it. Dave thinking he's the fucking comedian there. Oh, I told a joke there, Get over yourself. Literally rent. I could literally get married again with the amount of money I'm owed and rent from our listeners. They literally obsessed.
I was listening
with my life.
To Rick Holmes.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Christ, lads. Okay, calm down a bit.
Angela, let me ask you your reaction to...
Not to me getting married.
No, not to Jeremy getting married. To McGregor and Dee Devlin getting married in the Vatican today.
I think it's an absolute disgrace. I honestly think it's a disgrace. What? Do you know what I mean? He's over there after raping women, cheating on his partner, all over the place. And to be honest, she's worse now for that. She's absolutely worse. Dee Devlin is.
Okay, but she wouldn't be she wouldn't be the first woman to forgive her man for indiscretions.
Oh, come here. There's indiscretions and there's indiscretions, like, come on. He was found guilty in a civil court, we have to say it that way, of raping a woman.
Well, I found liable. Yeah, liable is the word we use. Yeah.
Liable. Yeah, right? So he's cheating on her left, right, and centre. He's an absolute cokehead. That's known. And that's what you want rearing your kids off with her. She's worse than him now, as far as I'm concerned. And as far as getting married in the Vatican, there's no words. No. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And people are getting triggered at the fact that we're even talking about this and how is this news? By the way, this will be in every newspaper. Are people stupid that they, when they hear a story like this, go, how is this news? Obviously, it's bloody news. This will be on...
This is going to be on Sky News. It's going to be on CNN. It'll be on Fox News. It's going to be on Italian news everywhere.
So for people to say, oh, slow news day, it's not a slow news day. It's actually a very fast news day because this is huge news. Despite what people think about McGregor stories, we know our most listened to podcasts are always McGregor podcasts.
And the other thing is, Jeremy, all of those people who are commenting slow news day, blah, 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 they're all listening to the podcast.
No, that's exactly right.
Never mind that.
Okay, so you think it's a disgrace that the church allowed this to happen, even though a spokesperson denied that it was...
I didn't think he was allowed to get married in the Vatican.
Well, I know you are allowed to get married in the Vatican, not in the main church, not in St. Peter's Basilica, but around the back, but within Vatican City. It's actually in Vatican City. And you can. I mean, a lot of people have gotten married in the Vatican, but you think it's disgraceful that they either turned a blind eye or didn't realise McGregor and his background and his history.
Yeah, because I'd love to know, and it's going to be hilarious because it's never going to happen. I'd love to know the Pope take on this.
Yeah, I'd love to know it myself, and like you said, I don't think we will ever know. Thanks very much indeed, Angela.
Would he not be aware of it?
I wouldn't think so, no, to be honest with you. Robbie, let me bring in his final opinion.
People have to remember that rules don't apply to these people, especially when it comes to the Catholic Church. Money talks. And now you reckon that's what all the talking for this to get this done.
All right, Robbie, thank you very much indeed. No, I wouldn't imagine Pope Leo is aware of this event in church.
Message from Aoife, who couldn't come on because she's in work. She says, I don't think Dee Devlin cares what anybody thinks about her. No, she probably doesn't. In the same way we don't. So we can't say, people say shit about us all the time. Literally, I love living rent-free in people's heads. But anyway, she stood by him through loads of things. Not only that case, he's notorious for other things. He's vile, but I think it's a right fuck you to everybody who has an opinion on him. I mean, I can think of just, you know, women seeing that and going, she's really let the side down. She's really that. But she wouldn't be the first person to marry a wrong one, as they called it.
That's exactly the point I was about to make. And you can only but wish them happiness as they embark on married life.
A long journey.
A long journey indeed. All right. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.